First Lady Melania Trump launched a social media frenzy when she said she's one of the most bullied people in the world. Here's a clip of her interview with ABC News correspondent Tom Yamas.
I could say I'm the most bullied person on the world.
You think you're the most bullied person in the world?
One of them. If you really see what people saying about me. That's why I, you know, my Be Best initiative is focusing on social media.
And she landed right into that aforementioned social media frenzy. Joining us for our weekly social media news roundup, Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera
Hello.
English. Hi there.
Look, that was catnip to Twitter.
It was.
And
but,
Facebook.
You know, most all public figures get a torrent of criticism. Michelle Obama was called an ugly monkey by a public official.
And those were the nicer comments.
Yeah. But, you know, in this case, bullying is a proud part of her husband's style. So what's been the response to this?
On the whole, people weren't taking the First Lady's comments particularly seriously. Frankie Sisti on Twitter, as an adult, your critics are trying to send you a message in how you are performing your job, which is ineffective at this time. Constructive criticism is not bullying. It is the right of the people. We pay for your travel and protection, and we are not gaining anything. Let me just switch over to Facebook. Ian Williams gives us a little quiz. I'm not sure if the correct response to the situation is A, womp, womp, B, thoughts and prayers, C, I really don't care, do you, D, be best, E, all of the above. He's going with all of the above. And one last comment to round up this little section. Becky Fortinot Rogers says on Facebook, I'm just going to sit here and watch you all prove her point, laugh out loud, underneath which is a meme of somebody eating popcorn, enjoying all the comments whizzing by.
Look, the New York Times writes that she's not wrong. I mean, she does, as other first ladies have, receive a torrent of abuse, hate-filled comments, those racy photos from her career as a model. But, you know, here she has this initiative. Maybe she should, I don't know, be thinking of the kids in school who are, you know, so bullied and don't have any protection.
Some and how of those comments were coming out online about real people online and youngsters and people who are being bullied into suicide.
Yeah.
So that is a more serious aspect of what she's talking about. It doesn't mean that she's not being bullied, but she is a public figure and she is out there.
And maybe she could just sort of share with them that, you know, you're not alone. But anyway, on the topic of bullying, Instagram has rolled out some new technology. They say it's going to recognize bullying. Just tell us briefly what this is.
There's a filter, and the filter looks at either video or comments that they consider might be offensive to you, might be bullying. It's sort of like artificial intelligence, and that filter you can apply to your video and your comments in Instagram. And also, they have a kindness camera, which is another filter, and that filter will send out love and hearts and pretty pinkness and bright colours, and you can also get in a variety of different languages. People saying nice comments back to you. When does that ever happen?
I think that's wonderful. You know what? We should link, Ashley, let's do this. We should link to a young man who had this initiative on his own of, you know, telling somebody that they're worthwhile. And it was wildly popular. So we'll link to that as well. Why not? You
can get
like, you know, hearts and
let's disrupt
you.
Social media with kindness.
Yes. Let's do it.
You're going to ruin it, Robin.
I have to ask you quickly about an uproar over a now deleted tweet from a user by the name of Blue Star Navy Mom 3. She made a post saying that her son was afraid to date in this Me Too era when, you know, he graduated number one in boot camp, was awarded an award.
Proud mama
number
tweeting
one,
about her son.
But he won't go on solo dates because of the current climate of false sexual accusations by radical feminists. So I vote hashtag him too. He responded what?
Well, first of all, people started memifying this comment because her son is a Navy vet, and let's just say he's not exactly hideous. He would probably be the opposite of hideous. That goes down very well on social media. People were memifying him too. When he found out, Peter Hansen is his name, he said, "That was my mum. Sometimes the people we love do things that hurt us without realizing it. Let's turn this around," because all of this Twitter storm that was going around his mum saying him too. And he said, "I respect and hashtag believe women, and I never have and never will support hashtag him too. He's coming out as a feminist. I'm a proud Navy vet. I'm a cat dad and an ally. Also, Twitter, your meme game is on point. Have a look out for him on Twitter, at That Was My Mum. He's using his Twitter fame wisely. He's doing philanthropy, and he's
fantastic.
Not exactly hideous.
Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. I'm sure there will be a conversation there. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome.